Jack Daniel's whiskey at 1.5's is how the folks round here have been living their lives. Waking and baking every morning at 8, make it to work, they're always late, living by the job, paying their dues.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much for listening on this Monday morning. We do appreciate it. 251-343-0106. Hit us up on that text line if you want to weigh in on anything. Well, we do appreciate it. Joining us now, making her debut on the program, I'm sure this will be first of many. I'm very pleased to welcome Republican candidate for United States Senate, Katie Britt, on the line. Katie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I am doing well. I really appreciate you allowing me to be on this morning.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for making time for us. We do appreciate it. Let's get right into it. My personal opinion, I thought you had a pretty good rollout last week. I thought that, you know, given hitting up the local television stations, that's probably a very good approach. How is your assessment of the rollout? How are you looking as things go forward with the campaign?
Well, listen, I really appreciate that. That was one of the things we wanted to do, is make sure that we get out in front of as many voters as possible, as many people across the state. We want them to get to know me, get to know our campaign, and we want to earn their vote. So I appreciate you pointing that out, because that was, you know, very intentional, trying to get as many places as we possibly could to get our message in front of people, you know, making sure that people realize that, you know, we are running because we believe our Christian conservative values are under attack in D.C. Jeff, my husband, Wesley, who I know you've had the opportunity to meet, he's certainly a hard one to miss, but we have been praying about this just over the last several months and really wrestling with it, and we just don't recognize our country anymore, and we believe if the next generation of conservative leaders doesn't stand up and fight for the next generation, there is going to be no country left for our children to fight for. So we believe it's time to stand up, and I obviously stepped down from my job, and my husband quit his job as well. So we are all in and want to earn the votes and trust and respect of every voter across the state.
And we talked a little bit about it during the commercial break there, that, you know, you had you spent some time in D.C. You know how the sausage is made. And I mean, like, I guess from your perspective, talking about the country heading in a place, you know, watching what had gone on up there, did that weigh into your decision to run for U.S. Senate?
Yeah, so I will tell you, having the opportunity to work on behalf of Alabamians in the role that I did really let me have a front row seat to the challenges and opportunities of our state. I will tell you, we have incredible things happening around the state. We have a really great story, and I want to help tell that. We also need to make sure that our values are protected in Washington, and that was one of the things that I was most proud of doing while I was there. So I had the opportunity, as you remember, Shelby and Sessions set on the district judgeships in the state throughout the Obama years to make sure that we could get some good, young, conservative judges in those roles. You know, knowing that that is the last line of defense for us. You know, when it comes to protecting life, when it comes to protecting our Second Amendment, when it comes to protecting our religious freedom, you know, we have to have good conservative judges in those roles. So was really proud to take the lead and work on those, and also get to work on two Supreme Court justices. Also, you know, we got to work on fully funding the president's request for its wall, knowing how incredibly important that is, not only to the safety and security of our nation, but also ending the humanitarian crisis that we see on the border currently. I will say I could not be more discouraged and disgusted by what the Biden administration has done. Currently, if you look at the progress that we made during the Trump years and the progress we made under his administration, Biden coming in and undoing the public charge that, you know, barred illegal immigrants from participating in welfare, and, you know, rolling back the Remain in Mexico policy that really compelled migrants to wait in Mexico, made them, you know, while their claims were being adjudicated. And now we're going back to the Obama catch and release. What we're seeing is troubling, not only for our country, but for the entire world. And we've got to show some strength on the border, build the wall, and secure it at all costs. So those kinds of things I really enjoyed working on, and we've got to continue to fight in those areas. And then we have to make sure that Alabama has a seat at the table, Jeff. That is one of the biggest priorities I have, is not only protecting our Christian conservative values and making sure that we stand firm on those, but that Alabama has a seat at the table in every discussion and everything that goes on, that we are well represented and that Alabama can be proud of the things we're doing in D.C.
Kenny, you mentioned the wall and immigration policy. Where do you line up on that? That tends to be one of the bigger hot-button issues in these statewide elections or these congressional elections, that it's hard to say what's just right or what's just wrong when it comes to figuring out labor supply questions. But on immigration policy, where do you see yourself these days?
I believe we have to build the wall. I think we have to build it, complete it, and secure that border. I believe we have to reinstitute the Remain in Mexico policy. I think we have to show strength to deter people from even coming to the border. I think we have to cut off any of the participation in welfare programs. Obviously, that just encourages people to come over. I mean, if you look at a typical day at the border, what we're hearing is that they get about 39, 40 wanted criminals that come through the ports of entry. And they're getting, about 3,000, 600 or so pounds of drugs every single day at the border. If you look at that, and I am talking to sheriffs and law enforcement officers around this state, they are seeing a spike in crime and a spike in drugs. And it is a direct result of the weakness that the Biden administration is showing at the border. We have to continue strength there. No amnesty ever. And we're going to have to make sure that we fix this, because it is changing the fabric of our nation and we cannot stand for it.
We're joined by Katie Britt, candidate for United States Senate here on the program. Katie, let's kind of maybe a more Alabama-centric question for you here. A lot of these times, these discussions or these debates, we have these elections for these U.S. Senate seats, which we've had a lot in the last few years. Typically, it's on once maybe every 20 years or so. But here lately it's been, what is the proper approach? Do you want somebody in Washington, D.C. that's going to be up there sort of in the mold of Richard Shelby, your former boss, steering appropriations of this state? And you could credit Richard Shelby for UAB, for a lot of what's going on in Huntsville, really transformed the Birmingham economy from an industrial to this healthcare base. That a lot of that was possible by Richard Shelby. Or do we want somebody that is more ideologically rooted in these conservative principles, smaller government, and takes these principled stands on things that we talk about, if it means maybe you're not going to get that line item for the state? What do you think is the proper approach to representing the state of Alabama?
So, Jeff, I think it's important to note that I will be Senator Katie Britt, so I will be my own person. And there are certainly things from senators across the years that, you take and you learn from, and you see what works and what doesn't work. I think it is important. You can stand firm on conservative principles, on less government, on building the wall, on making sure that we don't pack the courts, on protecting Israel, on getting this out-of-control spending back in line. I mean, if you look at what we're seeing in our nation right now, Jeff, it's disgusting. If you look at that, they're printing cash like it's Monopoly money and just handing it out, and that they're handing it out on the backs of our children and our children's children. I mean, from my previous role at the Business Council, when we were meeting with businesses across the state, small businesses throughout various industries, the unemployment benefits that were coming down from the federal government were ruining, the dignity of a hard day's work, paying you more to sit at home instead of getting to work and helping your family and building community. It's just fundamentally un-American. We saw, if you look at the numbers there with this out-of-control spending, obviously the $300 plus the $275 we have here in the state, I mean, that's about $14.38 an hour that we were paying people to stay home. And so I was thrilled to see the governor cut that spending off and encourage people to get back to work. So I think also when you're doing this and you're standing firm on these principles, you also can look out for Alabama. It's important to be somebody that, you know who you are and people know where you stand, but they're also willing to work with you. And you can make sure that Alabama's voice is at the table so that that way in discussions, we have influence. Our conservative values, our Christian conservative values are heard because we got a seat at the table. And do you get 100% of what you want? Likely not. But my goal is to, at each and every turn, make sure that Alabama is as best representative as possible, that Alabama values come first, that Alabama priorities come first, and that we are well represented in the United States Senate.
Katie, the other thing, I mentioned this at the very top, how your rollout, you went all over the state. Alabama can be very tribal at times. What may be good for Mobile may not be as good for the Shoals or whatever. But really understanding how it all works together, and I guess people may or may not know this about you. You're from Enterprise, from the Wiregrass. But when you seem to have a grasp of that. But when you're out campaigning, trying to find that strike that right tone that really appeals to the entire state. Well, what do you think you got to do there?
Well, Jeff, I can only be myself, and I am, like you said, from the Wiregrass. I'm from Enterprise. We clearly don't have an interstate that comes anywhere close to us. But I'm the daughter of two small business owners. And so I have seen firsthand day in and day out, the challenges of working to make ends meet and working to make sure that you're creating good paying jobs for hardworking Alabamians. And, that's what I've done is just kept my head down and worked hard and, at every turn tried to do what's best for the people around me and what's best for the state. And so when I have the opportunity to go and talk with people, I love learning. I love listening to the people in Mobile and hearing, about obviously snapper season. That was something that we were very involved in during my time in D.C. But deepening and widening the port as it's the fastest growing container port in the nation, making sure that our oyster beds are preserved and our fisheries and, that the LCS ship is up and going. So every corner of the state, and I think that's kind of what I was alluding to earlier, has an incredible story. I mean, if you look at Auburn, did you know that the Moderna vaccine, the vial that's going in, is produced in Auburn, Alabama? I mean, if you look at what's happening in Huntsville, SLS, our mission to deep space is coming from right here in the state of Alabama. If you look at the Google data center, in Scottsboro, or, you look at the things and the heart and soul of music coming from the Shoals. I mean, we have incredible, not only diverse landscape, but diverse industry and, people that really make Alabama unique. And so one of the things when I'm meeting, coming from the Wiregrass and venturing out all over the state is listening and learning. And fortunately, the roles that I've had, both as serving as chief of staff to Senator Shelby and as president and CEO of the Business Council, I have had the opportunity to get to know so many good people across the state and get to know their story and get to know what their business is about, get to know what they're about as people. Look at our agriculture industry. That's the fastest growing, or that's the biggest industry that we have in the state. And there are so many, things that are fastly changing with regards to technology and the incredible work they do to make sure that we have food on our table every day. So my job as a senator is to be the advocate of the people of the state. And when I meet them, if I'm not listening and I'm not learning and I can't, that's what's going to make the difference, is me valuing them, valuing their experience, their knowledge, their thoughts, and taking that with me to Washington, D.C., and making sure that they're well represented.
Well, and let me ask you this, though. I know you've only been on the campaign trail a week or so, but
not even a week, Jeff. We're almost there, but not quite.
The feedback so far. I don't know how many public appearances. I guess you were at the Paul DeMarco's event at the Jefferson County Republican Party, then maybe some others. But have you got any feedback? Are people saying, "Hey, look, Katie, this is something that we think deserves attention here"? What seems to be the issue in these very early stages of your campaign that you're hearing most about?
Well, I would say, first off, I think people are excited, just I think people are ready for a fresh perspective. You know, people are sick of career politicians that are making a living off of, you know, creating issues and not solving them. And so I think people are so excited to have somebody that is ready to step up and not only identify problems, but also create solutions. And so we have gotten a lot of momentum and dialogue around that. Additionally, I think probably as far as issues go, China, everyone is ready for us to hold China accountable. If you look at, you know, what's happening with them stealing our intellectual property, which cost us over, $600 billion a year, everything from engaging in unfair trade practices, cheating our Gulf Coast shrimpers, obviously dumping steel. We could go on and on and on. And then obviously the origins of the virus. You know, it's clear the virus came from China, but instead of owning it and helping the world get answers, they're trying to cover it up. And so people are sick of this and are ready for us to hold them accountable. Also, I think, cyber attacks, that has really been a topic of discussion when I've been talking to people, knowing that we have got to do better with regards to making sure that we show strength there and that we are being proactive and that we are protecting our nation, not only in our physical borders, but obviously in cyberspace as well. So there is a lot of different dialogue, but I'll tell you overall, just that energy of excited that somebody is willing to step up to the plate and to represent Alabama and its values and get to work.
Katie, we're up against a break here, but folks want to find out more about your campaign, check you out on social media, anything like that, tell them where to look.
Yes, please. I would really appreciate it. Katie Britt for Senate.com and then Katie Britt for AL on Twitter and Instagram. So please, please.
All right. Well, to give it a look. Hey, Katie Britt, ladies and gentlemen, running for U.S. Senate. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 1065. Gone, gone by the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.